2026 has brought no shortage of macro headlines, and with it, plenty of whipsaws in the market. This week, we talk about some of the big drivers, what they mean, and even more importantly, what they don't mean. So 2026 has certainly left a lot of investors, whether it's retail or institutional, confused. I'm gonna try to keep this succinct. Each of these points has hours of commentary, and there's plenty of pundits doing that out there. But let's walk through really where we're at. So been plenty of geopolitical headlines, not gonna talk about those today. On the general economic front, things continue to look good. So one, upticks in GDP growth, obviously the last number over 4%, non-farm productivity growth in its last reading up 4.9. And of course, the big shocker this week, PMI manufacturing data coming in over 50 for the first time since 2022. Trend Macro summarized it this way: US manufacturing PMI is nothing short of a blowout upside shocker. Services PMI is a nice beat. It's not unanimous worldwide, but the strongly weighted balance is toward productivity, the productivity super cycle we've been talking about. When PMI crosses back over 50, Tom Lee calls out, that's usually a sign of being mid-cycle, not end cycle. And so again, that doesn't mean, and we don't believe that 2026 won't be without volatility. We'll get into some of the potential catalysts down the road. But again, if we're thinking more intermediate term, long term, not 2 weeks, but 2 years, the weight of the evidence suggests, again, still mid-cycle, still more track out in front of us. And that's an important thing to mind as we go through what undoubtedly could be choppy. And as we've been telling clients, mid-year, maybe even a pretty significant swoon, to be mentally and emotionally prepared for, and of course, positioned within your portfolios to be able to potentially take advantage of those kinds of sell-offs. The other thing I wanted to make sure to call out before we get into those two big themes is the importance of diversification. As of Wednesday's close, you had an S&P still positive. We're slightly negative here now on Thursday morning, but value stock exposure up 4.5. International value up over 8. That's not to tell you that's for everyone or to go out and buy those things. What it is to tell you is, again, diversification works. It worked in 2025. We're very much in the camp that it's gonna work again in 2026. It's not all about stocks, whether they're here US or international. There's plenty of things to invest in, and plenty of those things are beginning to percolate as we speak. Second, there's still a lot of year left. So while we think there's gonna be a fair amount of chop, Tom Lee, reiterated this week that was interesting. We talked previously about the rule of the first 5 days. If they're positive, usually the year's positive. There's the January barometer. If it's positive, the year's usually positive. Interesting though, when they're both positive, the market historically has finished the year up 92% of the time with a median return of 18%. I personally take the under on that, but the point is still very constructive, indicative of institutional risk appetite. So again, something to keep in mind as we head not only through these choppy waters, but again, perhaps even into some more significant drawdowns. What could some of those drawdowns be caused by? Well, let's talk rates. We have a new Fed chair in Kevin Warsh, been put forth 10 of the last 13 times we've had a rotation in Fed chairs. That's corresponded with a 10% correction. No, that's not something we're encouraging people to try to time, but it is something to be aware of. As they say, markets hate uncertainty. People care about that Fed's rate, what it would mean to lending, the stimulation to the economy. Despite being a hawk, i.e. for higher rates, if you will, he now is speaking in more dovish terms, again, lowering rates. So to date, Fed rate cut expectations for 2026 of 2 more cuts, about 50 basis points, still on the table. We still think that, again, is likely to happen as well. The second aspect of rates is the tenure and global rates and the yield curve. And why is that important? Well, the steeper the curve, the higher the 10-year treasury rate, the higher the hurdle, the higher the expectations than for stocks. If you can get a risk-free rate of return that's higher, why would you go into stocks is the thinking. And so want to watch those rates with a $10 trillion, according to Torsten Slok, ready to reset. Foreign ownership down 33% over the year. Is that going to create treasury auction issues that raise rates, again, raise that bar, create a greater headwind to equity? So that's why it's important to markets. That's why you want to at least be looking at it. To date though, rate markets are actually pretty stable, then staying pretty range bound. And so again, while cause for some chop as the market goes back and forth trying to guess what may happen, nothing indicative yet of a bigger problem. Theme number two that's been creating a lot of market angst, AI disruption, whether that's CapEx spending, threats to software. You saw Microsoft get punished last week because of both. One, they're spending a ton in the market saying, are you gonna make this money back? Two, as a software company, as AI gets better and better, is software something that's going to be commoditized? NVIDIA CEO came out and said he thinks this is illogical. I don't know that that's exactly fair. Plenty of smart people questioning that. Torsten Slok, the team at Trend Macro, taking the other side of that equation, pointing out that the market is still rewarding AI beneficiaries, still seeing productivity growth, but are seeing dispersion in winners and losers. That is something that's been a concern of ours for some time, is it does seem to be, more so than some other advancements, a winner-take-all type of scenario. So for those out there trying to pick those winners and losers, good luck. For us, we want to keep, again, a more broad-based, diversified approach to the portfolios. To summarize that whole point around AI and what people are, certainly it's about the spending, certainly it's about the ability to pay debt, but the market's fear isn't that AI isn't real, it isn't that we aren't seeing productivity, again, more about a lot of different companies out there being commoditized, being a threat. We'll get into the internal rotation more next week. There's more to the world than U.S. tech stocks, though you may not have known it the last few years. But in closing, the market's adage is markets hate uncertainty. And yet I've pointed out to clients time and time again, particularly when they've brought that up to me, the world is perpetually uncertain, a little bit of a misnomer. But again, it is something we can use to step back, calm down, when we're in these periods of turmoil and say, hey, look, this is par for the course, something that usually happens when there's some headline events that haven't resolved themselves. That's far different from a systemic issue that, again, creates a lot of fear. We have headwinds to get through, don't yet see any systemic issues, but again, you shouldn't be all on one side of any of these trades. But again, really, as much as any time as I can think of, get those chips spread out, make sure you're well diversified. Next week, we're gonna look at three more market drivers. One, the uptick in metals volatility. Two, earnings season. And three, some more macro data and what it likely means for the economy moving forward. In closing, remember, investing success doesn't require certainty, while it does require conviction and courage. As always, thanks for watching.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinion, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.